أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولا يعلمون أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون. صدق الله المولانا. In the previous ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained about those Jewish people who is to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept Islam in privacy by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either they were genuine, but they were weak of iman, or either it were those munafiqeen who came and accepted, yeah, but in their heart there wasn't Islam. And when they were alone with the Jewish people, and especially under the pressure of the rabbis, the ulama of the Jews, and they used to reprimand them that how is it that you go and accept Islam, and more than that you tell them all the things about Islam which are in our scriptures, that is the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthfulness of Islam, etc. How do you go and explain, why do you go and tell them all those things? So Allah Ta'ala says, this is a short ayat, and like this there are many such ayat in the Quran Sharif, but these short ayat, we should pay very great attention to them. They are the ones that really build our iman and that will make us strong Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala says that don't these people know? أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ Kya itna bhi nahi jante? Don't they even know so much? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ کہ اللہ کو معلوم ہے جو کچھ چھپاتے ہیں اور جو کچھ ظاہر کرتے ہیں. That Allah Ta'ala knows everything what they are hiding and what they are making known and in public. Everything Allah Ta'ala knows. So this one, or in shorter terms, just to know that Allah is Sami', Allah is hearing everything. Allah is Basir. Allah Ta'ala sees everything. If we, even with our children, if we engrave this on their hearts and their minds that Allah is ever watching, Allah is present everywhere, Allah knows everything, Allah has got qudrat of everything. That is, that will build a person's iman. So these people also, they don't they know that when they are in secrecy and privacy with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah knows everything. When they are with the Jewish people, even if it be their rabbis and their ulama and leaders, that also Allah knows everything. So the same applies, a very great lesson for us in all our matters. Many times we also adopt this attitude that outwardly with somebody, then we are very sweet on his face, etc. We speak in his favor in front of him, etc. But behind his back, then we speak the most vile and the most evil things. Even when we are meeting him with our tongue, we are speaking all good, but in our hearts we got daggers for him. Don't we know Allah is knowing everything? Allah is watching everything. These people treated Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam like that. But Allah knows everything. Allah Ta'ala is the Allah of this dunya also, and of the qabr and akhirat also. And if we think that we can get away with all our treachery, our shrewdness, our trickery, and then we are getting away, this all is for a little while. Allah ki yaha dheer hai, andheer nahi. By Allah Ta'ala gives lot of respite. Allah is not unaware of what is happening. Allah hasn't lost control of the matter, that now we can take control and we can do as we want to. Allah is fully aware, has got full control. So this ayat teaches us a great lesson in all our matters. Based on the Bani Israel, the Munafiq amongst them who came and say that they brought Islam, or whether it is weak Muslims, and which side we are siding with, Allah knows everything. Whether we are on the side of Allah or on the side of Shaitan and all his allies, which come in human forms also and come in the form of jinnats also. So everyone is responsible for his actions, and everyone should have this in his heart, have that full knowledge, yaqeen, that whatever I'm doing, I'm saying Allah is watching me. And Allah can take me to task now immediately. Allah can give me respite my whole life and take me to task in the akhirat, which is the most serious thing. If a person is given respite here, and then if Allah takes him to task in the akhirat, where from the qabr he can go to no one and to nowhere, and that whole life, a whole long time in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, nobody can escape anywhere whatsoever. And then after that, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. If a person wants to escape, there is absolutely no chance. So just believe that Allah, and this must, we have to work on this all the time. We can bluff our wives, for example. We can bluff the people. We can bluff anyone in any way. It is possible we get away with things here, but with Allah Ta'ala, nobody can get away. And there is no need to despair and lose hope also. Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open. Even if we have fallen prey to all this type of evil, if we make sincere Tawbah, Allah is there to forgive us. And that we correct our lives and turn to Allah, then Allah will make our dunya's life also, our akhirat's life also. So Allah give us that sincerity and that truthfulness, that we be at least truthful to ourselves. If a person can't be even truthful to himself, then there is no hope for that person. We should be truthful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching and knowing everything of ours. We can bluff, how many of us, we try and bluff ourselves that I am pious, I am righteous, etc. We are not truthful to ourselves. We know our evil actions. We know all the wrong that we do. We know our shrewdness and our cunningness. But yet we want to bluff ourselves. So in this is a short ayat, but the essence of it is very, very great, and it will correct us in all our matters of our deen, dunya and akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq.